Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. Fun time. Fun time indeed. NFL season starts tomorrow. Good game, too. Baltimore, Kansas City. Friday night, Green Bay and Philadelphia from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Did you hear the debate they had on the morning show? I'm sure you, I know you did. I'm asking sort of a broad question.
Yes.
The debate on the morning show, John referred to them flying from the United States to Brazil is flying overseas. And the question was, is that overseas?
Because you could technically drive. I mean, it's a roundabout way. It's not the quickest way to get there.
I watched a show.
Texas and Mexico.
I can't remember if it was Apple TV or Netflix or one of them had a show called Long Way Up. And it was Ewan McGregor and his best friend motorcycling from the very tip of South America to Los Angeles.
Is it? Tierra del Fuego or something like that.
Whatever it is, but sounds about right.
Yeah, way down, southern tip of Argentina.
And the thing is, they had Harley Davidson make them e-bikes, so they had to stop and charge them, and they had to install chargers like all the way. They went out of their way to install chargers for the TV show. You can imagine. But it was kind of their adventures, and they'd have to stop and charge in these towns, and they'd show what they did in the towns to kill time. And it was funny. It was interesting. But no, because of that, I don't think of it as overseas. They did take some ferries, rolled the bikes onto some ferries to get through areas that were a little sketchy, rainforest cartel type things.
Yeah, well, that'd be sketch-mageddon. Yeah.
But I said in the crosstalk, I guess technically it is overseas because you have fly to go over the Caribbean.
You probably fly. It's not like you're flying over land the whole way there.
Right.
Although, be able to. But
you'd have to do. So, I mean, if you go from California to Brazil, I suppose that then you're not, maybe because most of that trip is over land.
I can't imagine that the whole thing's over land. It wouldn't make...
No. That's why, I think it's technically the answer to me is yes, but is it actually? I don't think
Does
of it that
feel
way.
Feel that way?
No, because what I said to the guys in the morning show is when you talk about overseas, I think we're programmed to think east-west.
Yep.
We're programmed to think, overseas is going from, Detroit to London. That's overseas. And you're going to North America to Europe, or going from North America to Japan or to Southeast Asia or Asia, whatever.
But if you fly over a sea.
Yeah, I'm always thinking east-west. I don't think the north-south, and yet technically it would be. And that's why I brought up, what about if you had to fly from, let's say, Germany to Cairo, to Egypt?
Right.
Because you have to go over the Mediterranean.
That's a sea.
It's a sea. Is it technically overseas? I mean, it's very small.
We can do this for hours.
We could, and
we're
won't.
Not going to.
What about if you flew to Hawaii? Would you say I'm going overseas?
Yeah, you know what?
I
don't think people do.
No, because you
technically
think
you are, because you're going over the Pacific Ocean to get to, it's just
because it's
the
another
United
state.
States.
That's why. If Hawaii was its own country, I think people would say
it. Overseas. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
But the language barrier.
Yeah,
always
Tua
tough.
Made it.
Always tough. Boy, that's an old school reference to a post on an Alabama message board, Chattown Tider, who wanted to discuss how Tua's overcoming the language barrier, and you can see him pointing at receivers because he can't speak English because he's from Hawaii.
That's so dumb.
All right, let's get to Dan Campbell. Are you still going to go for it on fourth down? You, in theory, have a better defense, have a better kicker. Is going for it on fourth down something you're still going to do? Here's what Dan Campbell told the morning show. My instincts, I don't want him to change. And I know that really it's become a pretty big, a talking point with Dan Campbell. I think the way he coaches is a huge part of why the culture's turned around. I really buy into the players believe in him in large part because he's showing faith in every aspect. I'm showing faith in my offense that they can get this. And if they don't, I'm showing faith in my defense that, man, maybe you're not showing faith in the kicker. But you're showing faith in the offense and the defense. And you know, kickers, they're a different breed anyway. But I think that's why this team buys into Dan Campbell so much.
Yeah, I don't want him to change who he is because you've got a kicker that can kick the ball 70 yards in the air. I want, and I loved his response about, look, things are situational. Every game is different. Every game plan is different.
That's
how we're going to do it. He goes, I'm not going to stray too far from who I am. And, you know, we always talk about the kicking aspect of it. Like, oh, now they got Jake Bates and he can just blast the football. But what we don't talk about is how he might be more secure in what the defense can do that allows them to go ahead. You know what? We are going to either go for it or we're going to take an attempt on a long field goal. It doesn't matter to us if we lose the field position, if he misses the field goal, because, hey, Marcus Davenport is getting home. Or Terrion Arnold and Carlton Davis are just patrolling the secondary and you're not getting first downs. So there's a lot of positives that can come out of this season, obviously, with hopes of getting the Super Bowl. But maybe the improvements come not just because you've got a kicker that can kick it from anywhere on the field, but because the defense is improved.
Yeah, and you know, that kicker has I am not at a place where the kicker has necessarily earned my trust yet. But I don't think that can happen overnight with any kicker. I think it takes time.
Do you feel like that we're selling the offense a little short? Like, can the offense get better? You know, I mean, we've seen this offense work at a really high level. And, you know, we just introduced a couple of rookies into the offense last year, and they were amazing. Are we expecting too much out of the offense, or do we not expect enough out of the offense?
I don't know.
We talked all summer long about not having this extra receiver that they're going to need. And, you know, Josh Reynolds was very good for the Lions. You know, he's not a Pro Bowl player, but he was very good for this team and had the rapport and the relationship with Goff and all that. And how do you replace that? But yet this offense can be better in a couple different ways. Either they're going to, you know, Jamison Williams could take the top off of defenses and just get all types of passing yards that way. Or, like Dan Campbell said, they want to run the football. And maybe they're just going to be better at running the football.
I truly expect the offense to be great. And don't think about them getting better. I don't think they need to get better. I think they need to be as good as they were. And what I'm focused mostly on the improvement on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know. Is that selling them short?
I don't think he changes really much at all. Like, I truly believe if last year during the NFC title game, if he had Justin Tucker on his sidelines, he would have gone for it anyways. Because he wanted to go down and score a touchdown is what he wanted to do. It didn't work out. The play call, Josh Reynolds was open.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Jared Goff had to throw it a little low to the outside because I think that's what the coverage was dictating. But that's a very catchable ball that Josh Reynolds dropped, that he makes that play during the season. I think that's just the mentality, and it's his DNA, and the players love it, and they play for him because of it.
It's funny because Mike Norvell went for it the other night in his own territory on 4th and 5, down 8, first possession of the second half, and it backfired epically, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it driving home yesterday. Is that a Dan Campbell type move? Is that what Dan Campbell
didn't do that stuff. I mean,
not really. He really didn't. I mean, that felt.
You know what they did? What Dan Campbell do in that situation is the fake punt.
That's probably right.
But not going for it. Let's put the offense out there on 4th and 4 from their own 32-yard line or whatever the situation was.
All right, Jared Goff, Lions quarterback. Hear what he has to say about the opener and the season next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.